Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
By the way, a lot of petitions in Speed Jokes today. Al Wilson and Palatine, thank you for the joke. Mike Gibbons, Nikki Youngren, Kenton Piatone, Ann Minnesola, we got your joke. Terry in Davenport and Marilyn Brancala, thank you. In Rio Rancho, New Mexico, she wrote, love Speed Jokes. Stop whatever I'm doing to listen every day. Colette Hoffman writes, dear King John, my mother and I listen to your jokes and they always put a smile on our face. If I win, please send my mom the mug. It would be the best Mother's Day gift of all time. Dan W. in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin wrote, hey John, you just have to use this joke. I'm begging you. And then he sent a joke we used last week. My girlfriend kicked me out of the house for my horrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, but don't worry, I'll return. And Chad Cooney in Lawrenceville, Georgia writes, I am now a minor celebrity in my family thanks to you reading my fly joke on the air last week. I need to win a mug for my mother-in-law. She's been a big GN listener for over 45 years. Will from Wheaton sent us a tongue twister for Dave Ennett. He wrote, and if Dave fails, then send the glass to William Ficus at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. I don't know that those are the rules.
No, can you just pick who you want to send the mug to? And based on my failure?
That's what he's saying here. If Dave can't complete successfully this tongue twister, then we have to send a mug to the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen.
Pressure's on, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, John.
What would you call an aspiring commercial enterprise to sell tropical plants from Panama during the holiday season?
Well, that would be an ambitious Isthmus Christmas hibiscus business.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
How would you judge the successfulness of that?
Well, with the ambitious Isthmus Christmas hibiscus business litmus.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Yeah. We just saved $45 in postage to the College of DuPage.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah.
I went to the paint shop this morning to get thinner. Didn't work. I found out last night. Excuse me. Here I go. I found out last night there is a town named Haiku. It's in Hawaii. I don't know if that's a speed joke, but why not? Don't you hate it if you are halfway through a rectal exam and then you remember that you're at the dentist? I was driving to the airport yesterday to catch a flight when I saw a sign that said airport left, so I went home. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino? Elephino. What do you get when you cross the Godfather with a lawyer? You get an offer you can't understand. You ever notice that there are no recipes for leftover chocolate? What did the horse at the Kentucky Derby say when he fell? I've fallen and I can't get he up.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will star as a guy at a diner sitting across from John Williams, who will star as a man doing a crossword puzzle.
All right, we can lose the joke music now. This is my note to the engineering staff here. Do your line again there, Big Steve.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will star as a guy at a diner sitting across from John Williams, who will star as a man doing a crossword puzzle.
What's a word for emphatic no, five letters?
Never.
Pistol, three letters.
Gun.
Disgust, three letters.
Ugh.
Donate to a charity, four letters.
Give.
Female sheep, three letters.
You.
Pixar movie, two letters.
Up.
I got it. Thanks, Dave. By the way, real quick, could you just repeat those for me again?
Yeah, sure. Never gonna give you up.
I hope we didn't violate. Listen, there's only two rules for speed jokes. We don't explain them, and they can't go longer than 46 seconds. I hope we were under the gun on that. But I do not believe there is a rule. Maybe there should be. I'll run that by the committee after the show today. If you can trip Dave Ennett up on a tongue twister, you get a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.
I vote yes.
I kind of like that.
Just don't. Why encourage it?
Because Dave, you're so good at it, Dave.
It's a committee, so the committee gets to vote. I will now convene the committee. Steve Alexander.
Yay.
Bob Kessler.
Yay.
John Williams. Yay. Dave Ennett.
Nay.
Steve, will you tally up the votes?
3-1 in favor of Dave Ennett continuing to
try to
be. We now
have our third Speed Jokes rule.
Lucky me.